Welcome back, everyone. We are so sorry for yet another extended break. Life has been lifing lately. With that being said, we are back, and we've even started working on a proper recording schedule, so hopefully there will not be as many long waits between episodes anymore. Enough about that, though. You're here to hear us review a concert today. Yes, Daisy Doe and I went to another concert, and this time it was Tomorrow by Together, or TXT, a K-pop band. The band consists of 5 members, Subin, Yeonjun, Bomgyu, Hyunikai, and Taehyun, in no particular order. They are under Big Hit HYBE label and debuted in 2019. They are my sister's favorite band, so we went with her. It was Daisy Doe's first in-person K-pop concert and my 4th. What was the vibe like? What is different about a K-pop concert than an American concert? And what did we think overall? As you know, the answers to those questions and more coming right up.
Okay. We'll just go like this. When did you become interested in TXT?
I would say 2020. Like, it was early in their thing, because my sister loves them, and she plays them all the time, and I was like, who is that? And so she was like, this is TXT. And I was like, okay. And then I just got into them after that.
I really don't remember. Because I know 2020 was when I got into BTS. And I think it was shortly, maybe like 23 or 24.
Okay.
Slowly. Yeah. I don't really know.
Okay. Why did you want to go to the concert?
All honesty?
Yes.
Because I've never been to one before. I know we did the virtual one for BTS, but that wasn't like a real live experience because it was during COVID. That one was still fun though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just really wanted to go. And, like, you guys invited me, so I really couldn't say no. And since I couldn't go to the other concert in August, this was kind of, like, a sort of a makeup in a way, so.
I wanted to go because I like their music, and I wanted to see my sister lose her mind.
Oh, my God, that was funny.
Because she was, like, excited.
We will get into that later, but, yeah.
She was, like, I'd seen her at a Stray Kids concert, and, like, TXT is her alt group.
Yeah.
So I knew she'd lose her mind even more than she did at Stray Kids.
Yeah.
Or in Hypen for the D-Day concert for Suga.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, this is going to be great.
What was it like in comparison to an American concert? This might be a story time.
They seem to have a lot more choreography. And the light sticks are a thing unique to K-pop, I think.
Okay.
I think some Western artists are starting to, like, maybe do them. I've seen news stories, but it's such a K-pop staple.
Yeah.
Like, and the fact that, despite valiant efforts, most of the audience could not sing along.
Yeah.
Properly.
Yeah.
Because
it's in a different language. It's a different language.
That's what I think. How about you?
I was gonna say, so with American concerts, like what we're used to, with like Luke Bryan, Ben Barnes, all the like the singers that we know, like Bebe Rexha, Jonas Brothers, Bruce Springsteen, they're there, like their entertainment is like singing songs and getting in with the crowd. And like Signs was a big one. So the Bruce Springsteen concert that I went, all the other times I've been to, if you're in the standing general admission, there are like 50 million signs, just people holding signs saying, Bruce, play this song, or Bruce, I love you, it's my first Bruce concert. Like, you got kids going, you got grandparents going, and so with Bruce, I think it's more like of the signs of like requesting songs in a way. But Luke Bryan, all the country singers are, like, cheersing. Like, let's grab a solo cup. Let's take a shot. Like, that's how we are, sort of. But compared to K-pop, from my first experience, I was blown away. Because of how people dressed, I was not expecting it was going to be like a cosplay. This is how I saw it. People dressing up, like being a costume party or like cosplay in a way, or like a Comic Con. I felt like I walked into a geek fest. No offense, but like that's how I saw it. Like people dressing up in like all white with elf ears and crowns and wings. I was like, is this a concert or a Comic Con? So the experience for me was amazing. I enjoyed it. But I do have a little tidbits of no-goes. But we'll get into that later. I thought it was very different from what we're used to. As you said, the light sticks, the chant, fan chant.
Yeah.
No other singer has a fan chant like Bruce, except like when you, during songs, we all go, Bruce, but it sounds like he's being booed, but he's not. Mm-hmm. When I first heard that, I was like, why are they booing him? And my dad goes, they're saying his name, his first name. I was like, oh.
Gotcha.
So, like, Bruce has that, Jonas, like, Backstreet Boys, like, NSYNC, like, their fans back then, I don't think they had nothing, it was just fangirling. So, there is a big difference between K-pop concerts, a huge difference, K-pop concerts and what we're used to.
Yeah.
So.
Were you surprised that there was no opening act?
Really, because I kind of figured K-pop, they don't have an opening act like how we, like how Bruce doesn't even have an opening act. Like it's just him.
Yeah.
Like I know Jonas Brothers had Bebe Rexha and somebody else. I know in other like our concerts that American concerts that we go to, certain people have opening acts. I think just to get the crowd ready and pumped up.
Yeah.
That's how we do it. But it also involves people, like the XTU concerts. Have you ever been to one?
Yeah.
They can get crazy.
They
XTU is a country station in the States here. So they're very big on doing these XTU concerts of, like, as many country stars as they can try to get to perform. And they have, like, Ray Lynn, who I met in person. This was years ago. She was just like a opening act, and then she came out with more albums, and I've met Love and Theft in person at Prospectors at so some of these like small town opening bands, they start at very small venues and then they slowly work their way up to bigger venues, which is cool.
Yeah.
But I thought it was just I was not really surprised by not having an opening act. Because I did do some research for certain, and I think, if I remember, I think you guys told me there was not going to be an open act. It's just them.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you have an opening act, it's going to take away from them. And then if the opening act is better than them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gosh forbid if the opening act was a slightly better, but the opening act is just to get the crowd ready and jamming and, like, but it's not there to actually fully entertain you.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
What about you?
This was my fourth K-pop concert.
And you knew.
Like I said.
You knew.
So I was like, yeah, no, I learned. The first K-pop concert I went to was Stray Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have an opening
act. I like them.
I like them too.
They're good.
And I was just like, there's no opening act. My sister was like, oh, heck no. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, they get right into it.
So I learned real fast there's no opening act.
Which is
K-pop.
Cool. I think that I would prefer no opening act, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I would rather just hear that band. Like, because Rascal Flat, when we saw, they had an opening, they had Jordan Davis, who I liked. But anyway, seeing this concert compared to all the other ones that I've, like, what we're used to.
Yeah.
All the opening acts, I feel like by the time the actual concert starts, you're already done. You're like, it's 8 o'clock at night. Like, I want to go home. And the concert doesn't get done till like 11, 11:30. Then you got to sit in the parking lot or walk to go find your car.
Yeah.
Get in the car. Then you have another hour and a half or 2 hours, gosh forbid, how long it takes to get out of the parking lot. Plus all that traffic to get out. You're not going to get home till like 3 a.m. But hey, it's well worth it. My turn?
Yes.
What was the vibe like?
To me, it felt like kind of a party. Like, people were dressed up, people were jamming, people were screaming.
Oh my god, that one girl! Like,
that girl was, she was going to lose her voice.
She already lost it.
Yes.
I think she, by like this.
By like the seventh song.
No, I was going to say by like the fourth song, because she was going at it. And all the videos she kept taking, all she kept yelling while she's recording. And I'm like, I hope she's not drinking, because if she were, she would not remember except those videos and then finally realize, oh man, I ruined my videos by screaming. That used to be me. Like the girls next to us, the ones that were all dressed up with the crown and the elf ears that I kept saying they were just weird. So I'm more of a, when I go to concerts, I'm there for the band.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, I don't know. I've just become so curmudgeon. I hate saying that word. I'm such an old curmudgeon right now that if something changes in, like, the set or something, or, if, like, I am, there was very good people watching. I'm going to say that. It was people watching. Especially when we were going into the venue and getting our shirts and getting our whatever we wanted. I love doing that because I can see who are the most dedicated people. And there were a lot of dedicated girls, and there were some boys there. And I was, there was a, I think a woman and a girlfriend and a boyfriend behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really into it.
Yeah.
And the guy was actually singing along too. And I was like, oh my gosh. The vibe was really good. I liked it.
Yeah.
It was just very different than what I'm used to.
Yeah.
I truly thought I was walking into like a costume party. All these people dressed. Some girl had, like, I'm not kidding, legit angel wings.
Yep.
But they were, like, downsized.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in a row.
Yeah.
Remember? She kept saying, oh, pardon me, sorry for my wings. And I'm like, in my mind, sorry for this word, what the hell are you wearing? It was just, it was a different vibe than what I'm used to. But it was still nice. And we, I think we're having technical difficulties, so give us a minute.
Plug in the charger. It must have been fun.
We good?
Voila!
What did you think of the vibe?
It was fun.
It was very upbeat. It was very upbeat. There were a couple slow songs, but it wasn't like slow songs we sat for, which I enjoy doing. But then the one song, it was, I think it was the end. Was it the encore song? One of the encore songs? It started out slow, and Shay never told me this. Her or her sister never told me this. So the song's playing, it's slow, we're all standing, and I'm like, well, you sat.
Yeah.
But I stood, and then all of a sudden I started sitting, and then your sister goes, no, get back up. And I was like, but it's a slow song. She goes, no, just stand up. So I stood up, and then it was slow, and then bam! I was like, oh my god! And then went back to slow again, and went back to fast. It was, so that was really cool how they mixed that.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool.
My turn?
I believe so.
What was your favorite song that they performed?
I like the, you're going to make, oh, man. The older songs that they have. Like this, like, oh, my God, I can't think of it right now. Blue Hour. So, like, that, from the songs from that album. Anything new, I had no idea what they were saying. Like, I didn't know what they were saying, but it was really cool to rock out and jam out and dance along. But seeing, like, everyone, like, who, some people, I think they knew all the words.
Yeah.
Who were like, and they would go all out for it. And I'm just standing there. I'm just like, I'm just here to support my fans. I just got, I'll still rock out. I don't know what they're saying. I think it was Blue Hour. And what was the other song that I really liked that? Oh my God, the main chorus goes Imagination. Is that the song? Or is that, that's something else? Like some of their older songs that I know.
No, I think that is Blue Hour.
Yeah, Blue Hour I liked. And then the other songs, the other older songs that I know, mm-hmm. but I can't remember. Was it free? Some no. Hold on. Sorry, guys. I don't want to like butcher.
Again, most if you're not familiar with K-pop, most of the songs have a Korean title and then an English title.
Yeah,
but the words are mainly in Korean.
Deja vu.
Deja vu.
Oh my god, I love that song. So the other songs that I actually really liked was Ghost Girl, which I've never heard. Upside Down Kiss. I did not know what that meant until I heard the lyrics. And then I was like, wow. And everybody was like, yeah. That was a song that
everybody was up on their feet.
Like
singing what they could.
Yes. And then, oh my god, it was awesome. Like, the lighting was good. The bass, yet again. I'm going to reiterate this as best I can. I get you're at a concert. You're in a big venue. You have to have a bass. I get it. But the overpowering of that bass throughout the entire, most of the concert. In the beginning, I think when they started singing, I couldn't really hear them because the bass was so loud. If you have too much bass, your singers cannot be heard. Even at the end, remember, it was vibrating through the cement?
Yeah.
And, like, towards the end, I think they were just trying to, not overcompensate. It was more of a, I think it was, like, the last, second to last song. Mm-hmm. And it was the song that your sister went, what was that song?
Cat and Dog.
Cat and Dog. Everyone went ballistic for it. I didn't know it, but everyone else knew it because I've never heard that song. I think the bass in that one was just so, too much. That it drowned some of them out when they were trying to sing. And too much bass ruins, for me, it just ruins it. Because it's like, I can't hear what they're saying. And then by the time they come back on, it's like, I've missed a whole verse.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bass drowned that person out. And the other thing is, they didn't use the headphone microphones. They used the actual, they held. Yeah. And I was pretty impressed because I was actually watching them perform. I was watching if they were all on time with mm-hmm. the dancing, if any of them skipped half a beat, because that's what I usually look for when people are actually singing and dancing at the same time. Marching band, don't judge. They made it fun too. They actually made it fun.
Yeah.
Because they would speak some English, and like them speaking English was so cute.
Mm.
And then they would go to their native language, which is Korean, and then they had an interpreter, and which was really cool. And that melted my heart. I was like, oh my gosh, I love hearing them when they do their own language. So
yep. Okay.
Sorry, I have to reopen it.
I think my favorite song that they performed was Moa Diaries, and friends, do not try to get me to say the proper title. It's just known as Moa Diaries.
Yeah, was that the English version that we, what was the no, song that, the English that, version that we sang?
That's Chasing That Feeling. I love
oh,
that
yeah,
song.
Oh, yeah, okay. I actually started singing that, because I was like, everyone else is singing, and I'm like, I'm just standing there.
And they, I don't know if they did the English version because they always do the English version, or if it's because we collectively just were not good at Korean.
Yeah, no. I think it was probably because we were not good at Korean.
But they put lyrics up.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was able to sing. We're having technical difficulties.
Uh-oh.
So, we're back. Sorry if you just heard crackling. Or, I think the mics were a little bit loose. But, they played Chasing That Feeling English version.
Uh-huh.
And it was in between the two encores that they do.
Yes.
So, the crowd sang the song.
Yeah.
And they put the lyrics up.
On the screen.
On the screen, so everyone could follow along. And that was really fun. And it sounded really nice.
Yeah. The stars. So they gave us like a paper. And when we walked in, and it gives you instructions, and like tells you on the front or whatever,
hide the star.
Yeah, hide the star until you're instructed. When we were instructed, you saw it because it was so tiny that like I don't think anybody even realized until it was too late, and then everyone else just started staggering, bringing them out.
Yeah.
It was that one song. I don't know what song it was. But I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
We all just had to take out the stars and just show them. But I'm guessing it was like the cue to the entire stadium to be filled with stars.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Yeah.
Had to have been a song about a star or whatever. I don't remember. Yeah.
Okay.
Have a chat.
As per usual, after a long break, we are having some microphone issues. So.
Okay. I'm just going to leave it like that. I think we're good. I'm not even going to touch it.
Do you want to pick up on number 7?
Okay. Did you enjoy the atmosphere of the venue?
I think I did. Like, the atmosphere there, I've never been to a hockey game there. I might go to a hockey game there because my sister's also very into hockey, and that's where
I've noticed
where the New Jersey Devils play.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Flyers and the Devils play there, that's not that long of a ride.
Yeah.
To go up there to see it if we wanted to. But my only experience there has been K-pop concerts. Mm-hmm. And every time.
Hockey experience is a lot, thousand times more intense than a concert there. I've been to 4 hockey games, 4 or 5.
Yeah,
and the experience is a lot different.
Oh, I've been to hockey games.
But it's going to be intense.
But the atmosphere, like, everybody seemed happy. Like, everybody was.
I saw one girl cry.
I don't know if she was crying from, like, happiness or what.
She cried. That's all I know. That girl cried.
But. I liked the atmosphere. It wasn't electric, but it felt very, to me at least, fun.
Okay.
It was a fun atmosphere.
Yeah. There was nothing negative about it.
Yeah.
I never got any negative vibes. I enjoyed it. I thought the atmosphere was nice. Just weird for me. For my first experience, I just really thought it was weird. Like, mm-hmm. everyone dressing up. I'm going to keep saying it. I seriously thought I was at a costume party.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt so, not really left out, but like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it's like their fan base and like, that's what they do. But I didn't really think I would actually see people dressing up.
Mm-hmm.
And like, in costumes and going all out. And we got freebies when we were waiting in line, which was awesome.
We did.
Someone gave us bracelets.
Yeah.
And then a pack of fake nails with candy and a photo card. They were really nice. I wore my BTS t-shirt because like that's the only K-pop shirt I have. So I vaguely didn't really feel out, like left. I can't say left out. You know what I mean? Like, I tried to make myself fit in with the crowd, sort of, but with the K-pop t-shirt. I did buy a TXT concert shirt. $65 later, I'm like, yowza. I'm like, I'm sorry. Later on, I was like, that was not worth $65. Maybe 40, but not 65. Very overpriced for a shirt. Very overpriced. For a shirt that I'm only going to wear probably like once. I don't even know what it is. No, I know. It's still in the bag.
Oh,
it's still in the bag with the star thing.
Okay.
So I haven't taken it out yet.
Yeah, the whole dressing up thing, like there are people who will dress as members themselves, like from the band, for music videos. There's people who will dress
for vlogs too, like diary vlogs or something.
There, like when I went to the Sugar concert, I dressed as him in his Augustine music video, but it wasn't like a costume. It was like an outfit that he wore in the video.
Yeah.
But like TXT has like the Crown song, and then they have like a
that's the other song that I like. I think it was that
they've
one.
They've got like a storyline. A lot of K-pop bands have storylines for their music videos. It's like little MCU things.
Yeah.
Not the MCU, but like it all interconnects.
Yeah.
And so people were dressing up as like storyline characters.
That maybe that's what it was.
And yeah. We saw the concert in what is considered an arena. Did that amplify or have a negative effect on the concert going experience, in your opinion?
The bass. It's always the bass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep saying this. If we ever do any more concert reviews, the bass is too loud.
Mm-hmm.
The bass overtakes everything else. I get you're in a bigger venue, like an arena where we were, that you think you need more bass. What I'm going to say now is less is more. So I think they were just trying to, I don't know. But other than the bass being too loud, other than that, everything, the music was good. They were singing really well. They were on beat. They were on cue. They engaged with everybody. The lasers were really cool because I just, towards the middle, the lasers would shoot. And then right above us, you'd see that black ring. And that's where the lasers would bounce off. And, and I kept staring at that. I was like, ooh, I was a cat. I was like, ooh. I was more interested in that than I was in them. I was like, oh, squirrel moment. Let me watch the lasers. Honestly, it was good, minus the bass.
Yeah.
People were respectful of your space. Like, people were trying to get through, and, like, you're in a tight space, and, yeah, we had to keep getting up. We had to keep making room, and which I get. Like, if you go to a baseball game, same situation. Like, it's close quarters, and, like, people trying to get through, and not much room at all, but when they would ask you to jump, I'm like, yeah, I'm not jumping. I'm sorry. I'm not jumping. But you could see everybody else jumping, and I'm like, oh, you guys are brave. And like the tiny little space that we had, I was not jumping.
Yeah. I agree. Like, I like the Ben Barnes concert
was
very
close-knit,
comfortable.
Yes.
Kind of like hanging out at a small group of friends.
Yes.
Kind of. This concert felt like
you're with everybody.
A concert.
Yes, a concert.
Like, the,
like, if you ever went to Jonas Brothers, like, that it was, or any other concert, minus, like, a small singer.
Like, you knew these are people who have a large following. These are people who all love the artist. It's not like I love Ben Barnes, and he just released a Christmas song. People, I know it's October, but he did release a Christmas song. If you want to go listen to that, not related, but I will plug the man. And I'm not compensated anyway. I just like his music.
Like, nah, I have a CD in my car, and it's playing right now.
But, like, he has a fan base from his acting, not so much the singing, whereas these guys have their fan base from their music.
Yes.
And everybody knew it, and
they're called MOAs.
Yes, the MOA fan base. And so that amplified it, but I agree, the bass was too loud, and that
just from the get-go, the first song,
we looked at each other and we were just like, here we go again.
Yep.
The bass.
Like, Ben Barnes, I don't think the bass, because we were closer, the bass still was a little too loud, but it wasn't so overpowering, if I remember. I don't know. But anyway, did you enjoy the special effects?
Yes. I've noticed in K-pop there's a lot of stage movement, like the design of the stage moves, and and I consider that a special effect.
Yeah, the little things in the back, they would move out, and they would, like, come out.
There's pyrotechnics. There's
hence the lasers and me being like,
and there's lasers. And it all adds.
The confetti. They had a crap ton of confetti. Yeah. Almost every song had confetti coming out somewhere. And they had flames.
And, yeah, so pyrotechnics.
Glitter.
Lasers.
Confetti.
Moving confetti. I think it all added. Because even though there was a lot of confetti, it wasn't like.
Oh, there was a lot.
It wasn't like.
Like the first, like,
confetti.
Six songs was like confetti.
Yeah.
And then they went to fire, and then towards the end it was like fire and lasers, and the ending song was, they ended with confetti also. Because it's the end of the song, end of the night one tour, so.
Yeah, and we saw them on the second to last night of their North American tour. Mm-hmm. So they had one more concert in the venue that we were at, and then they went on break, and then I think they'll tour Asia in a month. So, but yeah, did you think the light sticks, something that seems to be unique to K-pop, added to the experience?
Yeah.
I agree.
Because, like, they would change colors, like how the ARMY, how BTS, they have ARMY, they have BTS sticks, ARMY sticks, they do the same thing.
Yeah.
So, I think that also, it definitely did add to the experience.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. Not saying I don't want one.
Yeah.
It was just cool to experience, like, I would see, like, all on the upper deck, and they would match, and then it was really cool. But the girl in front of us didn't, her light stick, I think she just kept it on, like, the one thing, because I think, I don't know.
Hers was not included.
No. So, yeah, there were some judgmental moments that I wanted to judge people. It was great people watching for me. It was a really good. I would definitely go again.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely would go. But if BTS comes back, I'm going to have to sell my entire body on the black market just to get a ticket. That'll be the day pigs fly. Did you answer this one?
Yeah, I think I agree.
Okay. Did you find it harder to enjoy since most of their songs are in Korean?
If I wasn't used to it already, I feel like I would have been really lost, but I just vibed.
Yeah.
I
would be the same thing. I'm going to say the same thing, because we're so used to BTS that some of their song, like, since of how many times I've heard the song over and over, if I can catch a word and I can say it fast enough to match the song, I will say it when I sing it.
Yeah.
That's only if I know that word. Like, Idol. The song Idol.
Yeah.
Like, some of those, like, when RM does his little thing, that one verse, I can do, like, the first two words. That's about it. But of constantly hearing it and then looking up the lyrics and how to properly say the words, it makes it slowly easier. But I can't fully sing a song in Korean. There's no way.
Yeah.
But I will agree with that. It still made it fun.
Yeah.
No matter what, if I couldn't, since we couldn't really speak the language, but it was still fun.
Mm-hmm. Good. Please rate the following out of 5 stars.
Oh, gosh.
Atmosphere?
I'll say 5 out of 5.
Okay. I'm going to go 4 out of 5 just because.
There were people drinking in front of us, but they weren't obnoxious. The one girl sat through most. And
vibe I got from that couple, I think they were a couple, and the girl who sat was only there to support the girl who was.
Unless they were friends.
Yeah. They kissed a couple times.
I must have missed that. I must have been really into the concert if I missed that.
Because I was like, oh. Okay, I think there are a couple. All right.
No judgment. No judgment. Don't get us wrong. No judgment.
I was like, power to you. Y'all are cute, but one of y'all seems really into this and the other does not.
What was I going to say? Oh, the outfits. Mm-hmm. The short-ass skirts. I'm sorry. Nowadays, I would never be allowed out of that house with skirts that are literally just barely covering my butt. As skinny as most of those girls were, they literally had like half an inch left until their butt was about to show. I'm sorry, I don't know how you were able to get it, let out of that house, let out of your houses like that and think that is appropriate. I'm sorry, I get because you want to dress up, it's a concert. I get it. But for me being like young, when I used to be younger, yeah, I used to wear mini skirts when I was skinnier. Even some of like the girls who weren't as skinny as they were still in skirts, and I was like, yeah. I think I'm just, as I said, I'm a curmudgeon. I'm old. I'm 34. I'm very judgmental all of a sudden now. I don't know why. Like, I will judge you from afar.
Okay.
If I don't know you and you're wearing something that I'm like, ew. I'm like, okay, that's what you want to wear today. Great. But be mindful, you're going to be around a lot of people who are going to do the same thing. I just thought some of the outfits were not, I think. Me going to concerts, I dress pants, shoes, shirt, flannel. That's how I dress. Even in the summer, it's usually fingertip length shorts or just shorts that I'm comfortable in and a t-shirt. I'm not wearing low cut shirts anymore. I'm not wearing short ass shorts. I'm dressing to be comfortable, not to be seen. Yeah, I don't know how to say it. But like overall, it was great, but some of the outfits were a little risque. If we're doing on outfits, I would have said like a 1 out of 5. Remote, like us, we were, it's just the people who were like the hardcore that were dressed up and like, and in heels, mind you, like in higher heels than my boots. And I'm like, oh my God, you're not gonna be able to feel your feet for a month. All right, anyway, sorry.
Sound quality. Bass was too loud.
I'm gonna say a 3 out of 5.
Yeah,
Just
me
because of
too.
the bass.
The bass.
Everything else, them singing, even the solo singing was really good. And I think some of them did better with the solo singing than with it depend whoever sang that one slow song was actually really good. That me?
No, my foot hit the.
Three, I'm gonna say 3.5 out of 5, actually. It's just the flippin' bass. Turn it down. If you need to add a little more, you can, but you can't start out a concert with massive bass and not be able to hear the singers. Like even when they came out and they were saying hi, like I could barely hear the one guy. And I kept interrupting your sister and kept asking her, "Who's that? Who's that?" And I felt bad. I'm like, this girl's gonna never invite me to another concert. Bring me to a Bruce. I'll bring you to a Bruce concert. You can be able to definitely see the difference between this experience and a non-K-pop experience.
I agree with that. Like the
Yeah,
bass was just
it was just obnoxiously too loud, too
yeah.
much. And then even at the end, it just grew louder and louder. And I was like, "You're killing me. You're killing me, Smalls."
Okay. What did you think about the vibes out of 5?
Vibes, I'm gonna say like a 4.5 out of 5.
Yeah, me too.
Like, don't get me wrong, vibes are great. The cheering was great until you get those people who banshee scream,
Yep.
and I'm just like, and then, like the girls next to, like I think 3 seats down from us, the ones that are all dressed up with the crown and the elf ears, whatever. I'm gonna just keep pointing them out because it was. They, I think before they even got to their seats, they kept taking pictures, picture after picture after picture in front of the stage. Like it's like they would retake the same freaking pose 20 million times. I'm like, just take a picture and sit down. And they recorded the whole concert. I'm like, you're at a concert to experience it, not record the whole thing. Like, I understand, like, it was my first concert. I recorded only like maybe 2 to 3 songs, just for it so I can look back and then, but I wouldn't video the whole concert. I think it just takes away from the experience of you trying to actually enjoy it, but you're shoved on your phone like this, and you're just seeing the concert through the phone, not the actual, which I, that kind of, I know it's none of my business. They do whatever they want. And I was like, oh, you're going to sit here for the first 2 hours, like hour and a half, recording the whole concert? Yeah. You do you. All right.
Friendliness of the staff.
We didn't really,
really interact with them.
No, it was just finding our seats. Because we thought we went to the wrong one. And then they're like, oh no, it's the next one over.
Yeah.
It's 5 out of 5? Yeah. I'm guessing. There's really nothing. We didn't really interact with them. And minus that one, because we went into the wrong section. And they're like, oh no, you're in the next section over. Mm-hmm. Like, just go out, next one over. And that was it.
And even then, that person didn't seem like annoyed or anything. So
no.
That was good.
Yeah.
Because I've had some places where they're like,
yeah, they're like,
this is 117, you're in 118. And it's like, don't talk to me like I'm 5.
Yeah.
But no complaints.
Yeah, no.
5 of 5.
Yeah.
Comfortability of the venue.
You're not going to be comfortable at a concert.
No.
I'll say 4 out of 5. It's I'm used to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say 4 out of 5.
I will say I sat for pretty much the entire concert because there was no one directly in front of me. So
you got lucky. You got lucky.
And my knee, I was like, I don't want to mess up my knee right before I go back to work.
Yeah.
Because I have gone back to work now. So, and this concert was like the week before I went back to work. So I was like, let me just sit. I can see. It'll be fine. The seat was comfortable.
It's a stadium seat. There's nothing comfortable about a stadium seat.
Like,
it's rock hard. It's like sitting in a car for 6.5 hours and not getting up. I'll just say 4 out of 5.
Okay. Location of the venue.
3 out of 5.
Yeah, I was going to say 3 out of 5. Too.
It's like, I don't mind driving to Wells Fargo Center because that I'm used to, but that, I think the further it was, the more I was like, eh.
Yeah. For some reason, the K-pop bands don't seem to come to Philadelphia. They go to Newark.
Yeah.
And New York.
There was no way I was going to New York on a work night. There's no way.
And
even if we're on a weekend, there's no way.
Yep.
Sorry. I'm not doing that.
And, like, it's just a long drive to get there. And if it wasn't my sister's old group, we probably wouldn't have gone.
Yeah.
Especially if it was a weeknight.
Yeah.
But when, like, the town this arena is in
was a little,
like, the area the arena is in is considered a good part of that town. The airport in there is considered a decent part of town.
Yeah.
But, like, there, someone had gotten severely injured the day before the concert in an incident across the town from where we were, and my sister was like, I was not telling y'all because I was thinking mom wouldn't take us.
That, or I would have chickened out and been like, bah. Send me videos.
So, yeah. And there's so many parking garages around it.
Yeah.
That you confuse which parking garage you parked in, and then you
Yeah. So, when we walked in, it was the general admission side, which we saw, like, the banner for the M&M's, like, the M&M's, like, in the commercial. Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, this is where we need to be. And then some lady came down, if you're not general admission, come follow me, which was good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Go to the shorter
line. Yeah, go to the shorter line, walk around the side. So we only thought of going to the M&M's and then coming out and going, forgot to backtrack.
Spoiler alert. All the H&M's had M&M banners.
No, only that one, because there was a statue in the front. That's what I remember. So I try to pinpoint plate. Like, when we enter, I try to make sure I know what I'm looking at. So when we come out, we vaguely, even walking in, I try to pick, okay, this is where we walked in. Now we have to walk out back the same way. But we walked out the other way.
Yeah.
And we were like, wait a minute, this isn't right. And then we're like, oh, skirt, we gotta turn all the way around and go
Yeah.
back. But we did well. I was like, oh boy.
We only were one block
Yeah.
off, so
It
it
was
was
bad.
good.
Yeah.
Okay. And then finally, out of 5 stars, overall experience.
5 out of 5, minus the bass. It's
Yeah,
that it
5 of 5.
just yeah. Like for my first concert, K-pop concert, I'm gonna say 5 out of 5.
Okay. So now that we're done rating things, we
Okay.
can move to the next question.
Okay. Did any song become a favorite for you after the concert?
Chasing That Feeling, the English version.
Yeah.
I'm like obsessed with that.
Yeah. I don't have one.
Did you purchase any merchandise
Yeah,
outside of cover glass?
I got a t-shirt for like $65 and I'm like, that's ridiculous.
I got my sister a hoodie. My one complaint about the merchandise was,
It didn't come in your size.
yeah, like I am a larger person. I have no problems with that,
Yeah.
except when,
It comes to like clothes shopping.
yeah, clothes shopping
It's a little
and.
difficult.
And like, since I expected it, because we were one of the last two concerts in North America, they only bring so much stock of certain sizes. So the size I needed, my sister needs too, is one of the first ones that sell out because they don't bring as much.
Yeah.
Because when they only had the size in the hoodie or the $135 jacket. And I was like, okay. So I got the hoodie for my sister, and my sister got Picket, which is literally like fans
Off.
with Yeonjun's face
Yeah,
on
it was
it.
huge. It was actually a pretty decent size, and I was very impressed with that. And she goes, "Oh my God, it's my man." And I was like, "Oh
I was like, oh my gosh, she's so excited. She was kissing the thing. I was
Oh
like,
my
oh
God,
my
yeah, I
gosh.
got pictures of
And then you also kind of answered the next one, but
Oh, I did.
yeah, do you feel the quality of the merchandise fits the cost? Okay.
Like for a t-shirt, it should be at least only $40. Unless if it's gold sewn into the star, then I can understand the 65. Was it 65 or 56?
One of
I think maybe, okay, I think I exaggerated a little bit. Let me backtrack. I think it was like $56. But even for a t-shirt with the design of, I just got the simplest shirt because I was like, there's a line and I
Yeah.
just picked a shirt to pick a shirt. Because I like when I have concert shirts, I wear them once and shove them in the closet, and then I will pick them out once in a blue moon to wear again. So, yet again, I will keep reiterating it wasn't worth $56, maybe $40,
Yeah,
or maybe $45, but still.
I expected a high price point.
Yeah.
Because it's a concert and they
Yeah.
always hike everything up. But the hoodie is actually really heavy and good for thing,
Yeah.
but like still $85.
That's, yeah. I would
It's
expect
ridiculous.
60.
Like
60 or 65.
it's not a Carhartt, it's not a Dickies, it's not
Yeah.
anything like
It's not a,
cold weather
yeah, it's just a
well
hoodie.
known. It's just a hoodie with their branding on it. And I wish concerts had cheaper stuff because
I think that's where they get you.
yeah.
It's because we are there for the band, they're gonna hike up the price.
Yeah.
So. I got a Bruce t-shirt, matching Bruce t-shirt on Etsy for like $20 for my sister and I.
Oh, very
So,
nice.
Etsy, and I know Etsy can be expensive for certain stuff, but for a concert t-shirt that matches, it that hey, I will take $20 over 56. No offense, seriously, this is what we're just saying. This is how we feel.
You want to do 16 since I did 15 also?
Okay. What were TXT like as performers?
I loved it. It was great. Like, they commanded the stage. Like,
And there's only
it's,
five of them.
yeah. Like, Stray Kids did it too, where, like, they own the stage they're on. They know how to work the stage. TXT, like, smaller group, I was like, how will they do this? Because I saw their first ever concert, which was the live streamed concert.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen one other of their live stream concerts. And, like, you don't get a good feel for how big their stage is because there's someone filming them for the live stream. And you're, like, getting close-ups and stuff.
Yeah.
Even when they're together as a band, it's a close-up of the band. It's not, like, the
you're panning far away,
But I was really impressed. Like, they danced really well. They sang really well. They interacted with the crowd. They had the VCRs for when they had to change
outfits. Yeah, that was like, cool. That was nice.
Like, it was fun. I enjoyed it.
I'll agree.
Okay.
I always look for, like, if they're in step when they're dancing. Mm-hmm. Because marching band, you guys can judge me all you want, but that was one of our things that was drilled in our heads. We all had to be in step. We all had to switch at the same time to create that formation that we were trying to make and to step into the next song. And then, like, when we got to the new song, we had to switch into, like, a boat or something, and we had to know our marks. They knew their marks. They even separated a couple times, and, like, one would go on the left side, stage left, stage right, and the other would be, like, spread out or wherever. Which was nice. I like that. And then they would all, like, join up together when they got, like, that big chorus and the main chorus of a song, and they would all go together.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did really well. I enjoyed it.
Did anything they did impress you more than you expected it?
Just everything.
Yeah.
Like, for my first time, I thought it was really good. For my first time actually seeing them ever live, I just thought it was really good.
Mm-hmm. I am always impressed by their stamina. And they weren't, when they danced, it wasn't like
lazily
marking their steps or being lazy. Like,
they hit
full
on,
full energy, give it 100.
I thought they gave, like, at least 120.
Yeah. And they're singing, they're dancing, they're
at the same time with holding microphones, which some of the songs I could hear that they were, like, as they were singing, they would, like, move slightly away from the microphone, and you could, like, vaguely hear that none of them were off key. I don't think any of them were off key, if I remember. They were able to hold the notes if they were, like, holding a note. I just thought they would have worn the headpiece microphones, not the hold the actual microphones. But it was still good. 18, right?
Yeah, we kind of hit this, but we'll go over it again.
Did the interactive elements make it more fun for you, such as the fan chant or the singing or the sing-along between encores?
Yeah, I like it because it's, like, more interactive than just, like, the Ben Barnes ones. We were sitting there eating cheesesteak eggs.
And a mocktail.
Yes, and they were good.
Oh, yeah.
But I was able to, like...
But we knew some of the songs. We knew at least, like, two.
This, like, you feel more like you're part of the crowd thing. It's not just watching, like, it's an experience. I was eating chicken tenders, because I always do. But, like, I'd stop and I'd sing, I'd stop and I'd film, and maybe I'll post it on Instagram, because it doesn't show any of our faces, I don't think.
I have some pictures that don't show our faces either.
The Chasing That Feeling song.
Okay.
I filmed some of it.
Okay.
I might not. You just have to check if it shows faces or not. If it shows faces, it's not going on the Instagram.
Well, I have a couple. I have 20 seconds of a song that don't show faces, so I think we're good on that. And we do a song, and then I also have a picture of the actual band, the one that I think her sister posted as her background on Facebook.
Okay.
Just use that picture too.
You can do 19 too, because I did 2.
Okay. With the fan chant, I didn't know it.
Same. I was like,
because it goes really fast. So, like, but with their names, it's almost the same rhythm as BTS, but their names are a little bit different.
their names are different, and you have to do it in time to the music.
Yeah.
For specific songs. Like, there's a... The fan chant words are the same. It's always their name, and then tomorrow, by together.
Yeah.
But, like...
I think they did it in one song.
The tempo for the cat and dog...
Oh, my God!
Fan chant is different than the fan chant for Moa Diaries, because
oh my
the
God.
Songs are different.
Yeah. Isn't Moa Diaries slower? Sort of?
No, that's the...
Okay. That song I liked.
I'm butchering that, everyone. I am so sorry. It's a great song. You should listen to it. Listen to TXT. Stream TXT. I am not compensated in any way, affiliated in any way. Just I love these bands. And
yeah,
these singers.
They're good.
Please follow them. Give them a chance.
Yeah.
Okay.
As I said, with singing along between encores, I did sing along with the English version of that song. I think in the beginning I didn't. It was like towards the middle end I did.
Yeah.
So I was like, singing? Like, what the frig? I'm like, I don't even know this song. And then I was like, ah, what the hey? Let's just do it. My turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Will you follow the band or the members' solo projects after the concert?
Yeah, because I already did, so I'll continue to.
Eh.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. Eh. I follow BTS, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I started following TXT again, and then it was like, but it's like the constant posting, like, post. Then 2 hours later, there's another post. And I'm like, oh my God! You just posted like 2 hours ago. Why are we posting again about the same thing, but a different member? I'm like, so I stopped. I'm not a fan of the constant. For me, I know I can turn off the notifications, but still, like, I will turn off the notifications, but I go back and I have like 30 just from them. I'm like, in under an hour. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, what is this? But if they pop up, I will click on it and I'll look, but then after that I'm like, move on to the next. I'm like, all right, oh, here's a good here, and then I'm back into recipes. I'm like, oh, look at this recipe, and I'm like stuck on recipe scrolling for 4 hours.
Okay. Yeah, I like I said, I followed them before, I'll follow them still because I like them as a band and their each member.
I listen to their music a little bit still. If like on Spotify or something, I'm like, oh, let's change up from Ben Barnes to Connor Maynard to, oh, let's go to TXT.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, we're going to go to BB REXA now. Like, okay. I switch from.
You know what's really funny? Subin from TXT is obsessed with BB REXA.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
It's so cute. And like,
I like BB REXA. She's good.
Oh, it's so cute. You'll have to look up Subin and BB REXA.
Yeah.
It's so cute. They have a little friendship now. It's adorable.
It's like Yoongi and
Halsey.
Yeah. I wonder how they're doing.
Final question time.
Okay.
Would you go to see them again if you had the chance?
Yes.
Me too.
That was really good. You know what would be cool? If TXT and BTS came together to do like a... That I would have to sell my house.
It's like, sorry. Sorry, everybody. You're going to have to find somewhere else to live. I need this.
I will camp out in a tent for a month. Just to see them, just to get tickets. Yes, I would.
Okay. I would also go see them again because I really enjoyed it.
It was good. For my first time, my first experience, it didn't disappoint, minus the bass.
Yeah.
Just the freaking bass. Like, come on, people. If any producers of bands are listening, or any actual, what do you call those people? Like
artists?
Yeah. Lower the frickin' bass. You don't need to start out with a bass so loud that you can't hear the singer. And the singer has to sing louder than the bass, and then the bass has to go up higher. No. Less is more. Less in the bass. And then if you need to gradually, then gradually, and then leave it. Don't touch the bass. Anyway, that's it.
Okay. And with that, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. As always, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod@gmail.com, which we do check, people.
Yes, we do.
So if you email us,
we will respond. One of us will respond. Basically, you will.
Or
this is under your account.
Or follow us on at Candidly Eclectic Podcast on Instagram. Catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain, and True Fans. New episodes drop on Wednesdays. We'd love to hear your feedback. We hope you have an awesome day, and we'll see you again next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.